Well, I've just switched on the Audioboo app and there's an upload waiting, so I don't know what that's all about. One I made a while ago. I'm sort of forcing myself to do a boo because I used to get so much benefit from using Audioboo when I was really ill, getting over my breakdowns and agoraphobia and depression and stuff. That was the best part of a year ago that I... 8 months ago we moved here, and I've been getting better for the months before and ever since, really. However, I don't think I'll ever be free. You know, I'm medicated. I don't think I'll ever be free of mental illness. And I'm definitely finding the short days really hard. It's hardly any daylight, 7 hours, 8 hours. I'm definitely affected by a lack of daylight. And since Christmas, really, I've just been getting more and more... Well, I've been going through cycles of... short cycles of depression creeping up, and you can fight it, you know. One of the hardest things, actually, is wondering what other people will think if I admit this, because, you know, I'm obviously miles better than I was. I've got through all the main thing of it, but I think I have a certain personality type. I mean, I was diagnosed bipolar, but that diagnosis was withdrawn, and instead a series of other labels were thrown my way. However open I might want to be about my journey through sort of mental health problems, there are things that I'd rather keep private, and the list of diagnoses I was given over the 2 years going to see psychiatrists, and the preliminary diagnosis, I should add, and then the mess ups with the health care system over down in London and moving up here to different doctors and stuff. I'm kind of left with this notably dysfunctional personality, but and various other things that I don't really understand completely myself, but I understand enough to deal with it all, hopefully. So this depression at the minute is not under control, but nowhere near like the depressions I used to suffer. I can't get out of bed. I can't see the point in being up. Well, I can. I know what I've got to do. I've got loads of work to do. But it's a struggle. And just getting Poppy out for a walk can be a bit of a struggle. Just functioning, really, is a real struggle. And, yeah, that's, as I say, the hardest thing to admit, because, you know, I'm building a company. I've built a really good team on Love Fresh, ready to send it to the iPhone store. Reluctant to even talk into Audioboo about the subject of my mental health now, because I think, well, it won't do Love Fresh any good. People think that the CEO is a nutter. But fuck it, I've not come all this way to start hiding myself, because one of the things of leaving the city and sort of the recovery process over the last 3 years has been being true to myself, if not, you know, if nothing else, and not weaving myself a web of self-deceit like I did for 15 years doing a job that was killing me. So yeah, it's also for me maybe a reason that I need to have a little bit more therapy, because I'm confused. I mean, my depressions were so deep and so long, the height followed by really manic periods, and now everything's settled down a lot more and things are a lot less acute. I've got my medication and stuff, obviously, but that must help. But it means that when I go to tell a friend, oh, sorry, mate, I'm really not very well this week, and, you know, I'm depressed, and I feel either, A, that just sounds like an excuse for something, lightweight, or B, that is it right to say I'm depressed when it's nothing like as extreme and debilitating as it was previously? And just sort of like, see, is it, I don't know, oh God, there's no C, I don't think. I think they're the only two. Anyway, it's not like I've not been doing what I need to be doing on LaFresh at all, but it's just, I just wanted to note in my diary really that whilst I'm predominantly completely fine these days, I have had this period coming up for 2 weeks of a depression. Yeah, and it sucks. But nowhere near as bad as it did when it was at its full power in the past 2 or 3 years, so... yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to keep gibbering on about this. I just, yeah, it's a strange one to record, really. I don't think many people listen to my booze anymore, so that's alright. I'll just title it something... boring.